kisses that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. And I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. I'll be seeing you.
Frank Sinatra in the original I'll Be Seeing You, and I surely will, someplace along the line. We have just 9 minutes to go before I say goodbye, and Larry Ickes was around here a minute ago. He wanted to say something. I'm sure he'll have 5 hours to tell you exactly how he feels. My feelings are, I've been interviewed all morning long by television stations, other radio stations. There's been great interest in this radio station. Oh, here's Larry. Yes, Larry.
Jim, I just wanted to say I've been a big fan of yours, pal, for, years and years and years. It was a dream of mine to finally get a job at KSFO.
Yep.
And to work with guys like you and Buddy and the whole gang, Jeff and Dave. And, of course, it's all, the rug's kind of been pulled out from under us, but I wanted you to know that I love you.
Oh, I love you,
hell
too.
Hell of a guy.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay,
thank you. You'll have a whole 5 hours to say goodbye to your listeners, but thanks for coming in on my show. Larry Ickes, one of the nicest guys in the world, I'll tell you that. Well, they're all nice here. 9 minutes before 10 o'clock, I'll be leaving San Francisco for a short while, I hope. You know, 10 or 20 years, I don't know. Been here a long time, but you know where my heart will be. Wherever I go. Go 49ers.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars. Climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco.
Before, many times, knowing in my mind that I would return to these hallowed halls, but when I leave today, I will never return to this place because it's not going to be here, and this is the saddest leaving ever. These legendary hallowed halls of so many laughs and friendships and tears and a lot of hard work. Halls haunted by the ghosts of the world's greatest radio people, every single one of them, from management, promotion, sales, and those you have grown to know on the air, too. I'm sure I could go down the list of names. There's a guy named Frank Gorin, nationally respected newsman, always aspired to work at KSFO, grew up here. In his mind, the epitome of the radio business. He called me from New York and asked me, before I leave the last time today, to look around at this place one more time just for him. It was a goal he never achieved working here, and yet I've been lucky enough, that's it, lucky enough, to have been here almost 24 years. I will look around. I'll look around for him, for me, and for you too, and throw a great big kiss goodbye. Thank you isn't enough, but it's going to have to do. I love you all. Keep a smile on your face. A yet there on your lips, and wherever you go, don't walk. Damn. Goodbye for now.
Studios in the Fairmont Hotel. This is 560 KSFO San Francisco, radio home of the Stanford Cardinal.
This is KSFO News at 10. Good morning, I'm Jeff Skoll, and this is my final report. As far as the news is concerned, all you really need to know is that the world is still turning, and I can virtually guarantee it will be tomorrow as well. In a moment, some personal reflections on this day. After this.
How many children are scarred for life by foster care? I'm Bryant Gumbel. This week on Today, Betty Furness reports on children who want loving homes, but often miss the chance because of a bureaucratic system that's painfully slow.
I'm Connie Chung, and I'll report on the anti-nuclear movement in Europe, the protesters' tactics, and why Ronald Reagan is the target instead of the Kremlin.
We'll have fun with Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft, Burt Reynolds, Blake Edwards and Julie Andrews, and introduce you to the King of Fright, Stephen King. Join Connie and me this week on Today on NBC.
Watch out, brother! Watch out, sis! Mom and Dad are gonna get us with the Kodak stick!
They're gonna get us with the Kodak stick! Gonna get us giving Santa a kiss! They're gonna get us when we open our gifts! Gonna get us with the Kodak stick!
The Kodak stick camera advances automatically, so it's always ready to shoot. And its built-in flash knows when to flash. Now what could be easier than that?
And so we are winding down. This is our last day at KSFO. Tomorrow, for you, there will still be a 560 spot on your dial, and it'll be called KSFO. As a matter of fact, many of our friends and yours will be there. And personally, I wish the new people nothing but the best. But for us, the end is at hand. It is, in all honesty, a sad day. We are leaving our friends inside and outside the radio station. We are going in different directions, leaving home, if you will, never to return. And yet, while we are filled with sadness, it is also a day for nostalgia, a chance to reflect on some of the things we did together. There is no way to recall them all. A chance for one final moment to remember the way we were. Many memories of the way we were. For me, they go back more than 20 years to Bill Shaw and Chet Kesselman, who gave me the chance. To Don Sherwood, who left us just over a month ago. The world's greatest disc jockey. A master with incredible timing, even in death. To Jack Carney and Jim Lang, that cheerful quality is real. And cuddly Buddy Hatton and Gene Nelson. I remember Willie Mays in center field and the late Russ Hodges and his call of Bye Bye Baby and Russ's broadcast partner, Lon Simmons, the Indian. Now he is with the A's, and today we all tell it goodbye. The PAL games, we'd fill the Cow Palace and Funston Field and have a great time in the process, all of it for charity. And the remotes from Union Square and the Guardsman Christmas tree lot and Beta Breakers. We were the station with the heart, where personal considerations came before professional. For me, of course, most of my memories are of KSFO News, the late Mike Powell and Wally King. There's Bill Hayward, who retired the first of this year, and our current crew, leaving today. Dave Henderson and Aaron Edwards and Bonnie Chastain, Sam Broadnax, John Clark Fortner, all of them good people and good friends. Unfortunately, a lot of what we covered was tragedy, assassinations, major floods and fires, but always with a sense of compassion. It hurts us just as much as it hurts you. The way we were, to me, it is people, lifelong friends whose names may be unfamiliar to you. Think of KSFO and I'll remember Brent Osborne and Thelma Karp, Elma Greer, Alan Hotland, Denise Sosso, Greg Reed, Pete Cooney, Scotty Hamley and Bob Block, Bob Texera and Chuck Suggs, and Marge Karp and Jack Nankin, Bill Gallagher and Warren Bogus, and so many, many more. And you, most important you, the most loyal and sensitive group of listeners anywhere. We say KSFO loves you, and we do. A family inside and out, the sounds of the city, a reflection of the moods of our people and our community. We laughed and cried and lived and loved. So many fond memories of the way we were. It won't be the same anymore, but let us never forget, all of us here and all of you. Together, we were the world's greatest radio station. On behalf of Paula, Mike, and Matt, I'm Jeff Skoll. Thank you.
The sound of the city, the sounds that I heard in San Francisco, are mixed with daylight's glimmering rays and moonbeam's shimmering glow. When darkness settles on the city, homeward people on their way, chimes ringing softly in the stillness, fog creeping slowly across the bay. Hear the sound of the city, the sounds that I heard in San Francisco.
Thank you. This is Jerry Gordon saying the few final words on KSFO tonight, and when most people found out that I would be the last one of the old KSFO to say something on the radio, people would say I wouldn't give that spot to a leopard. The thing I would like to leave you with is something that some listener dropped off here today. His name is Boral Kirshen. He is the Senior Vice President of Fireman's Fund Insurance Companies. And he simply says, "Goodbye, KSFO. You really were the world's greatest. Thanks."
Tomorrow, we're moving our troops to two separate fronts. Oldie platoon double time to FM at 93.3. Because KYA is now broadcasting the best in oldies 24 hours a day in stereo. That's KYA FM 93.3. The rest of you, advance to 560 on the AM band. Because starting at 0-100 hours tonight, the KYA Air Force will reassemble there for the duration. That's Terry Oldies on KYA FM 93.3. And we've got personalities at 560 KSFO. This is not a drill. This is the real McCoy. Hurry up! What are you guys still doing in here?
This is KSFO in San Francisco. It is 1 minute past 12 midnight. And
it's party time.
It certainly is.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
On 560 KSFO, it's 8 minutes after 5 o'clock.
Al Jazbo Collins, I've heard of this man ever since I moved to town. I've never had the opportunity to hear him, but I will say this about him.
San Francisco personality Will Durst talks about his friend, Al Jazbo Collins.
He is one of the best burgers I've ever had at Bill's Place.
We've got personalities. Al Jazbo Collins on 560 KSFO.
KSFO. In San Francisco.
Just hold the phone there and everything will be fine. A little bit of Basie with Blues in Hoss Flat. And as I said, we're trying to get the Purple Grotto situated. It may take me a day or two to move some of the stalactites in place. And as far as the telephone is concerned, I'll be using that shortly. As soon as I find out what number is operating, and as soon as we do that, I'll give you that number. And I'll be happy to talk to some folks tonight. We'll be on till 5 o'clock this morning here on KSFO. And they say 560, but I got so used to saying, using the last digit as O in New York, I might call it 560 because it rhymes with Jazzbo. And I think I'll be using Jazzbo more than Al Collins. I don't know. I always have that to face. But anyhow, that's the least of our problems. So I've been back in town about a month or so, and there's been a lot of things going on. I was over to Martinez one night and heard a group called the Mellotones, and they did a tune called Jazzbo's Back in Town. And went into the studio, recorded that little baby, and gave it to me, and we're going to have a chance to listen to it right now. And we'll see what we think, because it'll be very nice to have it happening every once in a while. It takes a minute and 19, and here it is.